ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How's Miss Melody doing today?
Oh, I'm just peachy keen today. I'm all fired up, ready to go, and it's going to be a real interesting program today.
I think you're right. I got several hot topics, but if you like, I can sit back, shut up, and relax, and let you just do it all.
Well, you might just... It's going to be one of those where open mouth, insert foot kind of days, but, you know, every once in a while you need to have one of those. It kind of makes you feel better. This is kind of like my... this is how I stayed nice and calm throughout the week and everything. But anyway, gold today was not nice and calm. It was up at 680 today. We actually had a high of 1306, and right now we're at 1304.90. Silver didn't hold its gain. It was up nice. It was up with a high of 1541, but now we're at 1530. Platinum was down. They hit platinum for no good reason today. It down 18 at 894. Palladium was up 8 at 1395. And you have the USDX today. It was only down 0.02 at 9701. Crude oil was down 0.34 at 64.06. Stock markets today, it was down a couple hundred points, 190, 26,150. NASDAQ down 44 at 79.09. The S&P was down 17 at 28.78. 10-year yield, 2.50%. Futures contract closed at 1308, so it should have, gold should have another good day tomorrow, I would think. And, you know, it's this morning when I was watching the morning talk shows and stuff, they bring across the CEO of Bank of America, and these people, they're just pompous butts, you know? I mean, they're sitting there. You know, and they're talking about, oh, you know, well, this was happening. Like, they talk like they were the innocent of this all. You know, the situation, you know, oh, it's, you know, 2008, it was building up. And, you know, it was really those outside the realm of regulation. Those are the ones that really brought down the market, not these. And this is Bank of America. And Butch, it's just, and oh, we're going to raise minimum wage up to $20, and everybody's applauding them and praising them. Well, you guys do good. Well, they had a 44% increase. Was it in profit or revenue, you know, for last year, the most they've ever had, the banks. And it's just like, oh my gosh. And the little guy out there, and it really is true. People are struggling. It's not a matter whether you're a big guy, little guy, and be. Why are people struggling? And I came across this article that I really wanted to get to, and I hope I kept it. It was four ways that Uncle Sam's going to respond to the trillions and trillions of dollars of insolvency. And, you know, the Treasury Department, you know, they'll come out and they'll say, well, we're $75 trillion. That's, you know, we're in trouble for $75 trillion. But yet, you know, there's records all the way up to $200 trillion when you bring in everything.
Oh, yes.
You know, they only pick and choose, you know, what they care to release to the American public. And I'm also often asked this, Butch. What can be done? How do you fix it? And I always said, well, you know, you got to get on a gold-backed standard. You know, you got to have your money again be gold. Somehow, some way. That that's what's going to fix our problems, but then what's going to fix our debt? You have to default on it. I mean, that's the bottom line. But this was an article, I think, by Sovereign Man, and he talks about the four ways that Uncle Sam is going to respond to this solvency. And it was just spot on. It's what we talk about here every day. And he said, number one is ignore the problem. Well, you know what? That's what they're doing. Politicians are ignoring the problem. You know, and they only talk about it every now and then if they have to. Nobody ever asks a question about it. Heaven forbid. You know, no one's going to ask Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't going to bring it up. The next thing is going to be raise taxes. Well, you know what? You've already seen these Democrats, how they want to raise taxes on the wealth. They want to increase higher income taxes, corporate taxes, surtaxes. We talked yesterday about California, how they're taxing what, soft drinks, tea, you name it. They're taxing it, but that's not going to help either. You know, back in the 60s, the wealthiest paid the highest marginal rate of 90%. Now the highest is 37%. Multinational corporations pay 21%. And it has bounced around ever since, people have no idea what they're probably actually paying in taxes. You know, so, I mean, it's just like, so how high can you go? And that's why we're in this soak the rich type mentality. The third thing was default. Raising taxes isn't actually going to fix anything. It just keeps them from going on a little bit longer so the politicians can continue to ignore everything. And since raising taxes aren't going to fix anything, the next thing that they're going to have to do is default. And this is what I found interesting in his articles. We don't think about it in this manner. This could mean that either defaulting on their creditors, i.e. people who own the debt, or defaulting on their obligations to taxpayers, like Social Security. And it's already happening. In 2018, in the annual report, the Social Security Administration stated that its trust funds will run out of money in 2034. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 15 years from now.
And they're already broke.
Yeah, and they're already broke. But at least that's how long they can, you know, fake it for 15 years. After that, they're going to have no choice to dramatically cut your benefits for current and future Social Security benefits. You know, and imagine paying into the system for your entire life under a promise that you're going to receive these certain benefits only to have that promise broken. That's no different than these people who put money into their 401ks and they're going to lose that too. Because there was a promise from these multinational corporations, oh, we'll take care of it. Hey, we'll match it. We'll match your benefits. And already we've seen around the municipalities, the corporations, they're cutting, they're laying off, they're asking for early retirements. That reduces their pension plans. So again, we see it and hear it everywhere. The Social Security Administration is the top U.S. debt holder. I did not know that.
Wow. I didn't either.
Social Security is the top U.S. debt holder. So when we talk about Uncle Sam defaulting on Social Security, that program is even more rurally screwed. And this is his words, not mine. The Federal Reserve, the Fed owns trillions of dollars worth of U.S. debt. We know that. So if Uncle Sam defaults, again, it's going to wipe out the Fed solvency and create an epic currency crisis for the U.S. We know that. We talk about default all the time here on this program. And then we talk about the foreign creditors. But the one I was really shocked is the Social Security Administration. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you better start protecting your retirement. You better get it into a place that at least you can protect it and the good old government doesn't have their sticky little hands on it. Or your standard of living is going to decrease drastically. And then again, inflation. Oh, we hear all the time. Oh, the Federal Reserve comes out and says, little, you know, from Janet Yellen to Greenspan to Jerome Powell, oh, 2% inflation. We got to keep it at that 2% inflation. That's great for the economy. Oh, but it's only at 1% now. So, you know, we can, you know what? Governments love inflation. Thousands of years, governments in financial distress has resorted to debasing their currencies and creating inflation in order to make ends meet. They love inflation because it slowly reduces the value of the debt that they've borrowed. They just have you conned into thinking that it's only a little under 2%. But our things continue to get more and more expensive, so they just continue to... It really is just amazing. What they have made people believe.
Yes, yes.
And
gas,
it's just like,
gas prices alone have hit harder than 2%.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, just everything. Why do you pay? Why should a vehicle cost $50,000? And that's just an average car anymore, you know. Okay, 30,000 to 50,000. If you buy one from under than that, you're lucky you got your four tires. But this isn't good sense. It isn't a good economy that's pushing these prices higher. It's inflation. Everything is costing more. Not by supply and demand. Inflation. Good grief. It just irritates me. But so we go on, and because inflation is so gradual, no one really kicks up a fuss, and that's what they bet on.
Most
people
are inflation,
so busy.
Not only is inflation robbing us with inflated prices, but it's also robbing us with increased taxes. Because your paycheck shows more, but so they tax you more.
So they tax you more. So these are he brings it to a conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, just plan on this. Higher taxes, higher inflation, default on Social Security. Jeez Louise. It just, you know, and then I hear, you know, if anybody ever talks about gold and silver, oh my gosh. Oh, and you only need 5% in your portfolio. Hogwash. That's baloney. If we're going to have to face default on currency, on our debt, higher inflation, why would you only want 5 to 10%? Oh, I get it. They have a paper investment they want you to get in, so it'll outperform gold and, ah, oh, geez. Go on, Butch. Take it over.
Well, you're doing a great job. I'm listening to this and enjoying it, and you're right on the money. And if anything, you and the gentleman both understated the fact that we have been robbed royally ever since at least 1964 and 70, when the silver went away and the gold standard went away. We have been robbed royally through inflation. We have been really, really ripped. And we just want to admit that. It's not the... In 19, and I'm going back a long ways, I know, I'm an old man. When Marsh and I got married, we could go to the local bakery and buy 12 loaves of bread for a dollar. That's a true story. Or 10 lunch cakes for a dollar. I defy you to find anywhere you can buy 12 loaves of bread for a dollar anywhere, even the cheap bread. Now, at a dollar, the 10 cents a loaf, a loaf of bread today is probably, what, Melody, $2.53 at least?
I don't buy bread. If the kind of bread I buy,
often,
it's more expensive than that.
But, you know, let's just say $3. How much of the increase is it from 10 cents to $3? 3,000%, is that right? I'm down mathematician. But the point of it is, 300%, however that works. But have our salaries went up that much? Have you matched it with a paycheck that went up that much? I don't think so. Gasoline was 22 cents a gallon when I got married. Now it's, what, 260 average probably? So has my paycheck and my earnings went up that high? No, they have not. So we've been robbed. And if the paychecks did go up, like I said, they take it out more in taxes. So the government loves inflation, like you said, because they win no matter what happens. They win. It's you and I that lose. The banks win. They all win.
They all win because they all created it.
That's right.
And they're all behind it. You know, the laws and the rules, the regulations, it's all made for them. Not for you and me. We're just here to do their bidding. And yeah, some of us, you know, you get a good life and we move on and we get leave stuff. And, you know, we all can't be on the same plane. But they steal. That's wrong.
They do. That's right. And
they
corporations
cheat and lie.
Corporations pay politicians to pass laws to support them, too. You know that also.
Yes, that's and it's wrong. Doesn't anybody do it? Doesn't anybody do an honest day work anymore?
Well, that hasn't been
a lot of people do, so don't get upset with me at that. But I mean, those that are, and it's just the day of reckoning is coming.
Oh yes,
for the recklessness and the abuse that they have given this country, not just here in this country, but around the world. This whole world is synchronized. It's all tied together. It's globalized. If I see one more time on one of my pages when I go global citizen, I'm going to scream. They're forcing us to be global citizens. They want us to be global citizens. I can't remember who the first president was. Was it Clinton, who says he's happy to be a global citizen or something like that? Something stupid.
Well, his wife takes a village to raise a child, so I guess that sounds right.
Yeah, because she couldn't raise one on her own. She needed help from the whole village.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway.
But it is sad. You know, through all this, and we're going for everybody, inflation. I'm not an expert as you are, Melody, on finances, but I've studied enough Bible even to know that inflation is a crime against the people. Usury is a crime against the people. It's an abomination before God, but no one knows and no one cares. But we still, this system's been on for so long, and every time we put somebody new in office, we always have hopes, whether it be a local official or president of the United States. We have hopes that you're going to do something to change the playing field, to make it go back to what it used to be, perhaps, to make things right again.
Ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I've lived long enough to know that it just is not happening. I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats or whoever it is. It's been the same ball game all the way through, different rhetoric, maybe a different pace in some areas, but still going down the tubes every day. So don't tell me that Trump will be elected again, he'll save his country. Well, he had over 2 years with everybody on his side, supposedly, and didn't get a whole lot done. So who's going to do it? And I'm not just picking on him. It's not, even if they wanted to do it, they couldn't do it. It just ain't going to happen.
It's not when you have Kissinger in the White House. How many times in the past 2 years?
That's right.
The program hasn't changed, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the same. You know, you talked about higher gas prices. $4 gas has become a reality for many in California. And then we're looking at some of these other places, Chicago, Illinois. You know, Chicago has jumped 46 cents a gallon, or 16% last month. And we're talking about the Midwest here. Unplanned refinery maintenance at several locations is responsible for the sudden uneven increases across the nation. This is the guy from the head of, and they're going to come out and promote all these, oh, well, it's because of this. Well, you know what? Our refineries, the largest one is owned by the Saudis. And when was the last new refinery built? This is part of the infrastructure that has been ignored because this country is bankrupt. There isn't any money to fix any. And my question is, it's just like the airports. Well, why should airports be part of the infrastructure building? Shouldn't that come from the airlines?
Private, absolutely. Private corporations, absolutely. Private companies.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, it's the same thing for refineries. Well, why should we help, why should we help these refineries be part of the infrastructure? Because, you know, well, yeah, you're right. The oil company should be paying for the infrastructure. So they're just going to let everything crumble until they get the help from government. And we're heading into a break. I need a break. I need to get my breath. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
We will find you acting on your best behavior.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Every now and then, you just have to have one of these days. You just got to get it off your chest. You just have to get, there's just so many things that just, you just can't help but react.
Well, that's one advantage of being on the radio. At least you can unload on somebody.
Yeah. But don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the only way we can be here is if you buy gold and silver, because we do support other programs also. It's just not this one. It's many others. So, you know, you're doing good. You're becoming part of the solution, because you're helping people. You know, when you buy gold, you're actually helping someone else to buy gold. Think of it in that manner. Because they get to listen, and they get to understand. And you're helping other people preserve their wealth along with you. So think about it that way, and give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Hundreds of millions of dollars in crops destroyed by flooding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And farmers are being told, we can't do anything to help you from the government. This is the worst economic disaster for U.S. farmers in modern American history. Our ongoing trade war with China had greatly depressed prices for wheat, corn, soybeans, and so farmers were storing more crops on their farms than ever before in early 2019. And then the floods came. The water moved so fast that the vast majority of the farmers in the affected areas could not have moved what they had stored, even if they had wanted to. And the scale of the losses that these farmers have suffered is starting to become clearer. This is according to UPI. Hundreds of millions of dollars in crops are destroyed by the flooding, were not covered by insurance. Which, you know, I was in the insurance business, and, you know, then they started commodity trading, and I think farmers went to commodity trading to, and, you know, eliminating some of that insurance because it got too expensive. And I'm not sure that's 100%, but that's how I view it. And without an extraordinary amount of assistance, there are thousands of farmers that will never be able to come back from this.
Yep.
Thousands. One-fifth generation farmer that was interviewed by Fox News said that about $7 million worth of grain was destroyed in his county alone. He watched in horror as the floods that devastated the Midwest began to recede and he could assess the damage to his crops. He says the record-breaking floods caused about $1 million in losses for his family farm. And he says they figured that roughly $7 million worth of grain is sitting in the grain bins. And according to government regulations, when stored crops get flooded, they must be destroyed.
That's true. Well, most don't ruin anyway. You know that.
Yeah.
Once become wet. Guess who's going to notice that in the store pretty soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, now this is really serious. I mean, you're right. I did see part of that article. And that's why farmers are committing suicide. And that's awful I say that, but it's true. People put their whole lives in, their moms and dads and grandpa before them put their whole lives in those farms. Worked hard to make something work, and they enjoyed the work maybe. That's why they did it. I mean, farmers usually don't get rich. And then you lose everything. They have no, where are they going to go? What are they going to do?
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, under Secretary Bill Northey, recently told Reuters that under current laws and disaster aid programs, there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. Congress could pass a law to change all that, but where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from? We're already spending billions of dollars to the farmers because of the tariffs with the trade fight with China. You know, it's, and where do you think those billions of dollars are going to? We don't even know a total on that yet. It was supposed to be $7 billion, but I'll guarantee it's a whole lot more than that. It's going to these conglomerate farmers. What's going to the little guy? The little guy that is now has lost his storage grains. You know, and the reason they've been storing so much grain was because of the trade war.
Talk
now,
about
all that
perfect
hard
timing.
Work was just washed away, huh?
Talk about perfect timing. When the trade war came, then they lost everything on top of that. Talk about perfect timing.
Yeah, and they were trying to do something to protect themselves.
Yes.
Against the trade war. And now, and we don't know, you know, maybe government, maybe Congress will do something. But AccuWeather estimates the total damage and economic loss caused by the record-breaking flooding in the Midwest U.S. this spring will total about $12.5 billion. Well, you can always double that because everybody's always wrong in their estimates, at least by half. You know, maybe triple it. Maybe they'll be a little bit closer. You know, so, you know, we're also going to have the snow in Wisconsin and Minnesota is melting this week. So additional flooding is expected in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. All that's
another blizzard, another blizzard on the way, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, another blizzard on the way. 100-mile-an-hour winds last night in some places. They call it derecho in some places. So, yeah, really.
But there's been at least 1 million acres of U.S. farmland was covered by water. And so, again, that was just, there's so much waste. And you know what? Guess what people are really focusing on? What do you think, Butch? What do you think most people are being focused, you know, the biggest thing that's in the news?
Probably still talking about Trump.
Immigration.
Yeah, and it's still in there. Yeah, they are focusing on that. They truly are. And I got an article about that. 100,000 of them crossed, or happened, apprehended last month in March coming across, you know, and Trump putting pressure on the new head of the Homeland Security to do something about that. What they're going to do, I have no idea. But we'll see. Yeah, you're right. That and will Barr turn the, you know, the Mueller report loose? That's all you hear about. You don't hear about the poor guy there in the farmland who's about to lose his home. You know, his whole livelihood is gone. You don't hear about that at all.
No.
That's sad.
So.
But,
you know,
but Trump's approval rating is up to 53% now.
I'll guarantee you that's a Rasmussen.
It is a Rasmussen report. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
You gotta,
you know, it is. But, you know, I feel
sorry.
And
they're probably a little high.
I really feel sorry for the people out there. I'd feel sorry anybody loses their home. I don't care who it is, whether it's a farmer or whoever it is. People work hard all their life. Now, people that aren't trying, if they lose it, that's their problem. But people put in the hours every day and sweat and toil over their what they're doing. I don't care what kind of job it is. I don't care if you're working coal mines or a farmer or a ditch digger or whoever you are. You're setting down budget. You're sitting down with your wife trying to figure out how you're going to pay the bills. How you're going to pay the power bill. How you're going to feed the family. How you're going to put clothes on the children's back. How you going to pay insurance. How you going to pay the doctor bill. Believe me, Melody, I've been there. I have been there many times. Sit down with Barbara saying, honey, we got to cut back on something because I can't do this month. I'm sure you've been there also. And only by the grace of God, I'm still where I am and is able to take care of my place and my home. And I said it many times because, listen, people like you and Bob Chapman and others, I did some wise moves and I was able to do that. But if I hadn't done that, I don't know what would have happened. I don't know what would have happened. So, yeah, I feel sorry for anybody, Mel, that's working hard trying to make it. And really,
well,
after all the work they put in, they can't make it. That really breaks my heart.
It does. And you know what? I think the part that irritates me the most is you have farmers who tried to do the right thing and life happens.
Yes.
I mean, I've dealt with devastating blows. Life happens. And, you know, you pick yourself up with your boots, pick up whatever that saying is. And, you know, you try to do the best that you can do, and you do have to move on and so forth. And it's all about making sure that, you know, you plan. Worst case scenarios, you plan. You know, those usually don't happen. You know, but I see such waste from the government. And, you know, hey, there's a slush fund, $15-16 million to cover up their little affairs and everything that they won't even tell us where that money goes to.
Uh-huh,
they
uh-huh.
admit the $15 million, but I'll guarantee you it's much more than that. Somehow it's much more than that. You know, and it's just such waste that goes to these, that you can't help people anymore to have them get back on their feet. But all the programs are usually there by government. They're not there to help people get back on their feet. They're there to help you stay there. They don't want you on your feet. They want you down. What do you think is going to happen to these farmers? All this farmland, 1 million acres of farmland. Who do you think is going to get that?
The conglomerate.
Absolutely.
Put in more GMO crops and all these things. Yeah, why not? I mean, they'll produce lots of food. No food value. It'll kill you, but they'll have lots of coming in, and they'll become billionaires over it.
Because inflation's going to be so high, they'll feed you all this GMO stuff at a cheaper price. It's not cheap yet, but it's cheaper than the good food. I mean, look at the difference between organic and the crap that you buy on the
shelves. That's very true. Very true. And people say, well, I can't afford anything different. That's the reason that's why when things get hard, you buy what you can, trying to fill your stomach. Years ago, you remember when Chernobyl happened many years ago in Russia?
Vaguely.
Yeah. A little old lady was dipping water out of a well, and there was an interviewer there talking to her, a TV gentleman, said, aren't you afraid to drink up water? It's got radiation in it. She looked at him, now just a little lady wearing a scarf, you know, kind of heavy set little lady, said, if I drink it, I die. If I don't drink it, I die.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So you move on. You probably prolong it as long as you can. You drink the water and let the radiation kill you slowly, I guess, just dying of thirst in a few days.
Yeah.
Tough call.
It is.
This happened many times.
And those are a lot of calls that a lot of people in this country are going to have to make.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're making
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, today with, it just, you know, I saw that movie, I talked about it on this program, about The Littlest Farm. Wonderful story, you know, quote unquote, sustainable farming. But it's just like, who's really getting that wonderful food? And to some degree, these people who are the farming, to me, I think they're almost kind of innocent to the degree of the agenda that's out there. Thinking that there's people that really want it to, you know, trickle down.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not going to trickle down. The people that are going to get that healthy food is going to go to those investors who invested in the farm. They're the ones that will get the real food from God's earth. They'll get that food. Where the rest of us, like you said, will, you know, those who can afford it will get the good stuff, and those that can't won't. But...
Well, you know, and it's a fact that, and I'm telling you like it is, a lot of our food's imported, a bunch of food's imported from China, Mexico, and other places.
We import more than export.
We do. We do. Yes. And they call a lot of it organic, but it is not.
It is not.
And it's a fact that Mexico and China use raw sewage as fertilizer crops. You go to the store and you buy tomatoes or whatever you buy, you better look where it comes from. I'm serious. Canada's fine. They organic. Their food's really organic. But if it comes from out of the country, China, Mexico, or other places, you better believe it's not organic. And they're allowed to use raw sewage to fertilize their fields. And on top of that, Melody, and I'm serious about this. We're talking about farmers. You got me starting now, too. So it's your fault. Half the dairy cows in America have bovine leukemia in their blood. You're drinking milk and eating produce from cattle that have cancer. Now, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, it's been taken up by, you know, imagination and all. Now, I don't know whether it has or not. But why would you want to drink milk or eat produce from a cow that has cancer? I'm telling you all the truth, folks. If you can buy fresh eggs and fresh milk and fresh produce from farmers near you, praise God for that. I do. I drank fresh milk this morning for breakfast, had fresh eggs. I praise God for that. Fresh butter. Because when you buy it out of the store, you're not getting real food. You're getting something that's been changed and hacked and messed with for years. But now I'll shut up and quit before getting further than that. But we have been deceived, people. We've been deceived. Big time deceived.
There isn't... I can't think of an item that is so refreshing than ice-cold raw milk.
I'll have it for breakfast in the morning. You want some?
And a piece of chocolate cake.
Ooh, for breakfast? Okay.
Those two just go hand in hand. But
I am blessed to have a neighbor lady that gets fresh milk every day.
Oh, that's
fresh
fabulous.
Fresh eggs every day. I mean, I can go pick them up anytime I want to. And fresh homemade butter that's all on a piece of cornbread. I mean, it's just amazing. And I'm blessed. I really am. Fresh cream. Marsha uses it in different things. But it's natural. It's the way God made it. It's come out of the cow. It didn't come through a factory. It wasn't pasteurized, homogenized. Everything in it is good for you. It's doing there. If God made it, milk, it's good for you. If man fools with it, don't touch it.
I stopped drinking milk probably in 2004. Yeah, 2004. And I've seen a direct, my complexion, better complexion. I felt better. So I no longer, the only time I might have milk is if I have ice cream. And and that's, you know, not every day, of course, but just once in a while. So, you know, it does make a difference. And that it's all the bad things in milk.
Yes,
that people react to.
Yes.
But that was
is.
One way that I noticed was my complexion. I noticed a significant difference in my complexion.
We turned into a health food show today, but I'll tell you this. I found out that he talked to Dr. Rodriguez at BioCare Hospital. People that have gluten allergies. The reason they have gluten allergies is because bakers today are in a hurry. So they bake their bread. They don't let it rise with yeast. They bake with baking soda. Yeast eats away the gluten. So if you raise your bread naturally with let it rise with yeast, you don't have gluten intolerance because there's no gluten in it.
Well, it's also the wheat that we have.
Well, but
it's not the same quality wheat we used to have.
It is not.
Either.
It is not. But all wheat always had gluten. But yeast was how they baked it.
But
and yeast eats away the gluten. I mean, it's amazing. Say, folks, you're the gluten intolerant, try it sometime. Bake your own bread. Use natural cans of wheat that's hard to find. But use yeast to let it rise. My grandma and mom used to do that. Used to smell so good. Oh, my gosh. Especially putting the oven in the oven. Anyway. But that will take the gluten out. You can eat bread again. I can't.
All right.
But you can.
No, I don't eat a whole lot of bread. But anyway, we have something interesting. Iranian lawmakers convene with chance of death to America. Iranian lawmakers dressed in paramilitary uniforms chanted death to America as they convened Tuesday for an open session of parliament after the White House designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. We're going to pick that up. That was an AP report. We'll bring up, we'll finish this when we come back from our break. Please stay tuned.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is...
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter, and of course, you can listen to these programs. They are archived, and of course, live. You can listen right there at the website. And you know, heading into the break, we were talking about the Iranian lawmakers, death to America, as they chanted in the paramilitary uniform. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei praised the guard and said America's evil designs would not harm the force. The move by Washington yesterday was an unprecedented declaration against a foreign government entity, one that could prompt retaliation and, of course, make it harder for Americans to work with allies in the region who have contact with members and affiliates of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And I guess also, I think I read yesterday where the administration has asked those that have bypassed the sanctions not to do business with Iran, those that have had waivers from the administration, I guess they're now asking them to actually stop doing business with Iran. So I don't know if they're going to pull those waivers from, I guess, Europe and the Saudis and China and India. Highly unlikely India wouldn't stop doing business with Iran. Highly unlikely China would stop doing business as Iran with Iran. But
And that gets kind of funny that we're going to pull a waiver now. Unless we pull a waiver, Europe, you can't do business with Iran. How dare you?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, come on, America, get over it. Who do you think you are? I mean, the Iranian guard commander tells the U.S. Navy, said, told the Navy, don't come too close to their warships. And this is in London Reuters, that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander warned the U.S. Navy to keep its warships at a distance from the Revolutionary Guard's speedboats in Gulf waters a day after the United States has designated the guards as a terrorist organization. So another area heated up, maybe to a live fire situation soon. It's another one. We need one more, Melody. We only had a couple hundred, so we need at least one more.
But also what makes this interesting is China's urged countries outside of the Mideast to promote peace and stability and avoid actions that may lead to further escalation of the situation. So it is, to me, this is, you know, China has perked up to say, hey, come on, guys, let's promote peace and stability. We don't want this to escalate any more than what it is now. And we know that Beijing is a close economic partner of Tehran and has sided with Russia and its regional ally, Iran, you know, with the conflict in Syria. China's foreign ministry spokesman, Liu Kang, says we oppose power politics and bullying by any countries. So,
well, and on the other hand, China's special forces, the station in Zimbabwe, built secret underground base to protect natural resource claims. They have gold mines and diamond mines there, and they're putting in special forces, and they're building underground bases for these forces. So I guess you say China's occupying Zimbabwe, and to exploit their, you know, their natural resources. It seems like the bigger nations, the big boys, get to pick who they want to take over. And yeah. Zimbabwe's broke, so if China offers some kind of financial assistance, what are they going to do? Either sell their sovereignty or starve. Again, drink the water or not drink it. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
And can I share one article here, because this really touched my heart? Because I live next to a little town called Richwood. When I moved into this area back in 1965 with Dad, moved over down here in Richwood, West Virginia area, and I live at Nettie now. My dad worked in the coal mines, and Richwood was a booming little town. I mean, on a Friday night, Main Street, Richwood, West Virginia, is like walking down the streets of New York City. And traffic everywhere, people crowded everywhere. Everything you needed, Melody, was uptown Richwood. I mean, everything from five and dime store to cook's department store to restaurants and store, grocery stores, motels, nothing fancy. You know, they were old houses, perhaps turned into motels and hotels, but people were, you know, things were happening in Richwood. You know, they had movie theaters and bowling alleys and everything you can think of in a little town called Richwood, West Virginia. They had three car dealerships in this little town: Ford, Chevrolet, and Chrysler. Do you remember when Ford, Chevrolet, and Chrysler were the car dealerships in the United States? You remember that?
Yes.
I mean, that's all gone now, too, obviously. But there was a time whenever you buy a car from Japan, it sounded like a motor scooter going down the highway. Now, that's changed. But in Richwood, they had a Ford, Chrysler, and GM dealership. They have none now. I don't know them. They don't even have a used car lot, I don't think. And businesses are going. But this article says, why are American communities dying? And this is a really touching little story. And I know a lot of people can see this. When someone wanted a job, one was found with a little bit of searching. Today, jobs are difficult to find, especially in small communities. When I was growing up in the 70s, there were several car dealers in my community. There were three tractor dealers and too many mom-and-pop stores to count. Today, there are two used car dealers, and the nearest tractor dealer is 20 miles away. So how is it that we are now have more people but fewer businesses to employ them? Well, in Richwood, by the way, we don't have more people. They're leaving the town. A nation's wealth is derived from having a product to sell. That wealth needs to circulate in towns and cities to compound the wealth effect and create jobs and businesses. When the wealth is not created or it is siphoned off to other places, the wealth effect cannot happen, and in many cases goes into reverse. A community needs a certain amount of service-related jobs to function, but it also needs a type of production jobs to bring in money from the outside. This can be mining, agriculture, or manufacturing-type jobs, but they must exist to ensure a healthy economy. America has two major problems today. A large amount of our production is done outside the country, eliminating production jobs in local communities, and many of small local businesses kept wealth within communities have been supplanted by large corporations that siphon wealth out of the communities and send it to Wall Street. In the past, when a small business made profit, the profit was kept in the local community because that is where the owner lived. Now their profit leaves the community never to be seen again. With less money to circulate within the community, the businesses that depend on people spending their extra dollars have fewer customers and eventually go out of business. With fewer jobs, there is that much less money circulating, and the economy situation spirals downhill until nothing is left. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
I mean, Richwood, West Virginia is still existing, but barely. Melody, I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. I mean, I've seen this in a little town called Raynell, West Virginia, not too far from where I am. It's about all but gone. The only town that grew in my lifetime here is Summersville, West Virginia, because they put a main north-south drive through that town. It's full of motels and restaurants. But Richwood was a booming community. Banks, they had three, four banks. They have one bank. I mean, all these things left Richwood. The businesses left. All the mom-and-pop stores about all gone. Now if they have anything, it's usually a little tourist-type thing, you know, where you come in and buy a little handmade whatever or a consignment shop. That's Richwood today. But 50 years ago, it was a booming, actually 40-some years ago, it was a booming community. And that's where everybody went to shop. Another town died. That's not the only one that's died. It's just a sad situation. And it's not just small town, Mel. The city's now dying, too. You know that.
Yes, I do know that.
You know, so these are things that people don't want to think about.
All for the sake of progress. Yeah, all for the sake of progress.
Yes.
And yeah, I guess you're going to see things, you know, things change. But, it just seems that you know, there might have, you know, people want to get here and there faster. They don't want to stop anymore. They want to get to point A to point B. It's convenience. They've, you know, brainwashed us and conditioned us to think that convenience is the most important things in our life. You know, we're going 24/7, and we barely have time to slow down and smell the roses anymore.
Well, and, another article in Bigger Town, Baltimore dubbed most robbed city in America. About a 60-minute drive northeast of Washington, D.C., the city of Baltimore is on the verge of collapse. Now, this, I'm not making this up. Thousands of people are fleeing the city each year as total population plummets to 100-year lows. There are about 46,000 vacant row homes scattered throughout the area, where roughly 50% of the housing stock is dormant. On a per capita basis, the city has the highest rate of homicides per 100,000 in the country. Opioids and different things through the streets. But they had the most people robbed per 100,000. It isn't funny. Almost 96 people of 100 out of 10,000 are robbed in Baltimore. It's the highest place in the country to be robbed. Cleveland is among the top. Oakland, California, St. Louis, Missouri, East Point, Georgia, other places like that. But they're the most. Boise, Idaho has at least 2.26 people robbed in 10,000. But Baltimore is dying. It's literally falling apart. Baltimore used to be a really busy place, just like Pittsburgh and steel mills. But they're dying, Mildy. They're just going away. And it makes your heart see empty homes lined up along the streets falling apart where families used to live and have dreams and rear children. It breaks your heart.
It does, and I don't know what breaks my heart more. It's because a lot of people believed, like in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, that these things were going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump said he would too, by the way.
Well, that's what they were basing, you know, our future on, that you know, these things were going to come back, these factories were going to come back, and yet I'm reading articles where, you know, I don't know if we talked about it on this program or not, the millennials, they're just going to basically be, you know, washed right out of the workforce with robotics, with
that's
technology.
True. Well, Walmart's going to bring in I don't know how many thousands of robots in to take care of the stores, to stock the aisles, clean the floors, which means that people that perhaps youngins that have worked before, you know, for minimum wage, just to work between school years, are going to lose their job. AI is taking over the country. It truly
and
is.
And again, no one talks about it. It's just like our debt. No one talks. No one talks about it. No one says anything about it. Oh, that's my phone that's talking to me.
Okay. But it is happening, and I like to say, I mean, you walk into a McDonald's in Somerville, West Virginia, they have a kiosk there. I don't know how to use it. Don't want to know how to. I don't go to McDonald's anyway. But it's there.
I've touched something where 80,000 people have touched.
I understand that. I won't check out myself. I know this sounds silly, but at the self checkouts line, I won't get in it. I go with the cashier. Yeah, I want to.
Not only
that,
it irritates me. These kiosks, they don't have. It's all pictures. It just irritates me.
Oh, yes. Well, most people can't read.
Let's just dumb everybody down a little bit more. Let's just show them pictures, and you can just point to the picture to order your food. Good grief.
That's exactly right.
It just irritates me.
And if you ever notice the cashiers, they check you out. Look at their cash registers. Most of them are pictures there, too. Or numbers.
I mean, it's I'm not criticizing the people, but this is all for the bottom line of these multinationals and you know, hey, let it trickle down. Bank of America was online talking today about how they're going to let it trickle down. Well, really? You're going to let it trickle down right as we go into a major recession? Do you think they'll actually follow through? How many people are they going to eliminate and for them to do so?
Well, last month in March, Mel, you talked about trickle down. 538,000 jobs dropped off, the highest drop in 42 months of jobs. Now, I know we hear everything booming, but according to the BOS, 530,000 jobs went off in 1 month in March. That's a lot of people out of work. Would you agree? The job's
absolutely
not coming up.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
There you go, folks. I'm not making it up. This is a fact.
The ones that were created and the ones that part-time. So we're back to part-time. So it's you know, this is the world we live in. So you can either live in it or you can prepare for it. Your choice. That's what people have got to do. You can either preserve your purchasing power or you can just let it all go bye-bye and give it to the government. Let them take it from you. Let them, you know, let them continue to steal from you. Because that's basically what you're doing. You're letting them steal from you. That's you're not true. Fighting back. You're opening up your wallets and say, how much more do you want? I don't get it.
Melanie's giving you a wise counsel. The Bible says listen to wise counsel. She's giving you some. I know she had me in the past, along with other people I mentioned, like Bob Chapman. I miss Bob Chapman. He was right on the money.
Yeah, I do.
I miss him a lot. He talked to me, you know, offline and shared things and told me what I need to do to plan, and I never could do a lot of things when we do it, didn't have the money. But because I listened to him, you know, I'm able to at least next month fly out to my old son's graduation in Colorado. You know, most grandsons, I should say, and attend my oldest granddaughter's wedding in June. I'm able to do that, Melanie, because I listen to Bob Chapman and folks like you.
Are you going to be missing this program?
I might for a couple of days, I reckon.
Oh, no.
I'm sure
maybe
you
I'll
probably
take
will
my
survive.
Vacation at the same time, and we'll just play the best of.
But you know, because I can do that, I can afford to buy an airline ticket without worrying about paying for it for a while. Melanie, that's a blessing to me because I couldn't have done that if I still hadn't been making house payment, land payments.
Yeah.
I'm not making it because I listen to folks like you. Folks, please call her up and talk to her. Now, I'm not making a dime, I'm telling you
this. I mean,
we're
not financial planners.
No, you're not, but you can give them wise direction.
But I do. I always let people make their own decisions. I don't tell them what they should or should do, but I can certainly make you think. I'll ask questions. And I guess we're out of time. So, 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Wendy will still be here along with Dave Allen. Until then, thank you, Butch. Be safe. Good night. And come on.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.